No way. No way could I honor you enough for all you've done for me. All you've done for me. You know, many of us, when we think about that, just we can think about the things he's done for us even on this day. We can think about the way that he's always been there. But you know, I think we need to focus also and recognize the most important thing that he did for us. And we think about it. We realize, we recognize that we were on our way to hell, but somehow we focus on the things that we need right now. And when he comes through for us, we just praise him for what he's doing right now. He's so good, and he's always there for us. We have situations he brings us through, and we praise him for it, and we worship him because of who he is and what he's able to do in our lives. But we need to focus also on where he brought us from. I'd like for you to turn your attention just a few moments, if you would, to Matthew's gospel. I'll be reading the 16th chapter. Beginning with verse 21. It says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Let me read that again. Jesus turned him and said, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. I want to speak with you just a little while this morning. God has no other plan for your salvation. Peter, God has no other plan for your salvation. After being out and finding out from the disciples who they thought he was, when he was there, he asked them, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they talked about it. And they talked about some thought that you were Elijah or one of the other prophets. And after that, Peter came forward and boldly said he knew that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was the right answer, obviously. And Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. And immediately after that, Jesus started to talk with the disciples, and he began to let them know all that he had to go through. He said, I'm going to be taken. I'm going to go to Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was a place where somehow the prophets had said he was going to be there. But he was going to go to Jerusalem. And when I get there, I'm going to be tormented. I'm going to be beaten. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to be killed out there on that cross. But somehow Peter said, no. They said, no, Lord. All the things that the Lord said he was going through, Peter said, no, that can't happen. We won't allow that to happen. But Peter had to know, and we have to recognize right now, that was God's plan. God has no other plan for our salvation. It seems like there must have been an easier way to do this, considering all the power that Jesus had. He's the Son of the living God. We testified to that, and Peter recognized that. Jesus could easily wave his hand and cause all kinds of things to change. If folks were going to come after him, Jesus could just have them lay down and die. Jesus had all this power, and Peter said, no, Lord. And I suppose what Peter was really saying, we are not going to allow that to happen to you. Now, not talking about Jesus' power, but just talking about who we are. Those of us who love you, Lord, we're not going to allow any of that to happen. But what Jesus had wanted Peter to know was, this is the plan. You see, I need to let you know that there's a reason for me being here. There's a reason that I came into the world. And somehow it's all got to be fulfilled at Jerusalem. I've got to go there. I've got to go to Jerusalem. I've got to suffer. I've got to be beaten. I'm going to die in Jerusalem. But I'm going to get up on the third day. But I'm going to die and be punished and be beaten in Jerusalem. In the scripture that was read earlier, the transfiguration, we find that Jesus is there with Moses and Elijah. And somehow, somebody said that was a beautiful scene, the way that they were there. And when he was transfigured, it became white as snow and all the light that was around them. But what Moses and Elijah were talking about was Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. They were talking about what was going to happen in Jerusalem. All of that Peter said wouldn't happen, couldn't happen. They were talking about what was going to happen in Jerusalem. Somehow as they talked, I'm sure that he talked with Moses, and Moses recognized that he was the lawgiver. He was the one who God gave the law to, and he knew that all the fact that men had just continued to go against the law and the things that they had done that were against what the Lord would have them to do, Moses was there to talk about that. Somebody has to pay for all the sins that the world has been committed. Moses was there to talk to him and said, somebody's got to do that. And Elijah said, well, you know, I recognize that. And Elijah must have said to him, well, it seems to me that as we go through the scriptures, the Messiah is going to do that. You are the Messiah. You're going to take care of dying for all those sins. You're going to take care of all those sins that men have been going through and accomplishing over the years. You've got to somehow take care of all of that. Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus about going to Jerusalem. Peter said, you can't do that. But Jesus said, there is no other way. I've got to go and die, and I've got to pay for the sins. And Moses and Elijah are looking to him right now to accomplish that at Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, in that last verse that was read, it says Jesus turned his face toward Jerusalem because he knew what he had to do. That's an important thing that we look at. Jesus was going to fulfill his part of the plan for salvation. The difficult part, the plan for salvation. For the opportunity for us to be able to have eternal life had to be fulfilled through him going to Calvary and dying for the sins that were carrying us off to hell. And so his part, the painful part, the difficult part, he was going to take care of all of that in Jerusalem. Peter said, you don't have to go. Jesus said, I'm going. Moses and Elijah talked about it, and they knew that he was on his way to Jerusalem. He went to Jerusalem in order to accomplish what he did accomplish. He died for my sins and your sins. That was a part of salvation that I could not do. I could die. I could go through all kind of suffering no matter what I do. I could not pay for the sins. I'm not able to. I'm not good enough. My death would not accomplish all of that. But Jesus died on the cross. That was the plan. That was the plan. Jesus said, God has no other plan. The plan is for me to go to Jerusalem and die for your sins, Minister Cole. He went to die for my sins. He went there to die for your sins. Jesus died on the cross. The plan for salvation was not complete, even when he went to Calvary. Because you see, there's another part to this. In order for salvation to be accomplished, we have to accept that salvation. We have to accept him for who he is. There is no other plan. There's no other way. No other way to make it into glory. No other way to be forgiven for your sins. Only through the salvation that was accomplished at Jerusalem by Jesus Christ with our accepting him as Lord and Savior. So where are we now? Somehow many of us feel that all we need to do is just live right, do good things. Well, that's good. I haven't done it. I haven't lied on anybody. I haven't cheated anybody out of their money. I haven't done anything that's wrong. We may not be talking about folks that are just here, but somehow it seems that folks just sort of feel like if I live okay, if I do everything the way the Lord would have me to do it, I'm okay. No, it takes more than that. You've got to accept him as your Lord and Savior. You see, that death on Calvary, that was my death. He was dying for me if I accept him. That was a death for my sins if I accept him as my Lord and Savior. There is no other plan. There's no other way to get away from having your trip already planned for hell. The itinerary is already written. Satan's got it all planned out. He knows exactly how this is all going to work unless you tear up the itinerary and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Live the way he would have you to live. Satan has some plans for you. There's a plan that he has that you won't recognize how important it is that you accept Jesus Christ. I feel right now the problem, I'm talking to a lot of folks that have already said yes to the Lord. And because you have, you do have that salvation I was talking about. And it's good to know that we have that salvation. I guess what we need to do now is make sure we go to that next step. We need to make sure that those folks who we know, those who are on the outside of the church, maybe some who are here right now who have not said yes to the Lord yet, realize that God has no other plan for your salvation except through the death of Jesus Christ that he died out of Jerusalem. There is no other plan. If you don't accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, if that friend, that relative, that one you love so much has not said yes to the Lord, they don't realize yet, and they have not come to understand that God has no other plan for their salvation except through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ out at Calvary. This month, as we go into the month, as we lead up to Easter, it's a time when we really focus on what the Lord did for us. The way he was willing to die on the cross for us. All the suffering that he did. Because as we look, we realize that is the only way that we could have this salvation. It's God's only plan. That there's no other way. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm the way. The only way. The only way to the Father. The only way to tear down the barrier between you and God is through Jesus Christ. And the only way for those friends, those ones who you know, good folks, folks you really love, you give them a lot of things. You tell them a lot of things. One thing you need to make sure you get through to them on, and one thing that you need to give to them is a testimony about who the Lord is, what he's done for you, and how God has only one plan for their salvation, and it's Jesus Christ. There is one plan. Peter said, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to go through all those things. Jesus let him know there's no other way. Moses and Elijah recognized that Jesus had to go to Jerusalem in order to fulfill the prophecies, in order to pay for the sins of all the men of the world. They knew it. No other way. No other plan. The plan for Peter's salvation. The plan for my salvation. The plan for the salvation of those who you know and love, who have not yet come to the Lord, the only plan that works. Peter's got some ideas. We can do this. We can get a gang together. Won't work, Peter. There's no other way. The Lord knew he had to go through the suffering. He had to go through the pain. He had to go through all of the things that were going to happen in Jerusalem in order for Peter to get that salvation, in order for me to have that salvation. In order for that friend or loved one who has not said yes to the Lord yet, there is no other way. Tell somebody. Make them know. I'm not saying you have to go preach to them. Maybe it is preaching, but what it is showing love. I'm going to show somebody. I'm going to tell somebody how real this is. Jesus didn't take an opportunity at that point to say, I'll change my mind. Maybe I'll look at it and see if maybe we can stretch it out a little. No, Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, you're a stumbling block. What he was saying to Peter was, you're listening to Satan. Satan has already tried to tell me that I don't have to do this. Out on the mount of temptation, he told me all the things I could do in order to puff myself up and get all the kinds of things I may want. And here you're telling me, Peter, that I don't have to worry about this. And I should think about this. No. You're a stumbling block to me. You're trying to take the part of me that is human and use that to make me turn away from what I know God would have me to do. Peter, church, there is no other plan. The one plan for salvation, the one plan for salvation isn't just giving up the bottle and the drugs. The one plan for salvation isn't just walking and living as you ought to live. The one plan for salvation has to include Jesus Christ. There is no other plan. There is no other way. During this month, as we lead up to Easter, as we should all the time, but during this time, let us focus and let us have those we know are not close to the Lord yet. Let them know how important it is they accept Jesus Christ and accept the salvation through Jesus Christ, because God has no other plan. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Father, that even as Peter was telling him there must be a better way, Peter telling him that he didn't have to go through it, and then Moses and Elijah talking to him about what had to happen, he had so many opportunities to stop, but he was going to do your will. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his love. We thank you for the salvation that we have because of what he went through, because of what he was able to accomplish at Jerusalem. Father, we know that right now we can, just by accepting that death and that resurrection and that love, that somehow, Father, we can have eternal life. We ask, Father, you bless us with the knowledge that it's just that easy, just accepting him and throwing our arms around and embracing that relationship with the Lord, we can have eternal life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that as we are here, maybe all who are here have already said yes. I don't know. But somehow, Father, we who are here, if we have said yes and we recognize that there is no other way, we need to reach out. Be bold enough to tell somebody who has not said yes yet that they need to give themselves over to Jesus. Father, we are filled with sin. But somehow the sin has been washed away by the blood of Jesus. We were on our way to hell, but now we have an opportunity for eternal life on streets of gold and glory. I'm so glad that there was a way. Jesus is the way. There is no other way. Bless us, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Let us stand.